From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Anguilla is to have its constitution amended. The Chief Minister is in London, and he says it will restore a basic right to the women of the island.
The women of Anguilla will now have restored a measure of respect.
Emil Gunns. Dengue fever strikes Trinidad, and Cuba complains to the United Nations about American aggression. This is BBC Caribbean Report. I'm Jerry Timmins. The British government has agreed to amend Anguilla's constitution, following 3 days of talks in London, which ended today. The Anguillan delegation included Chief Minister Emil Gunns, Attorney General Alan Hoole, and opposition MP Hubert Hughes. 17 amendments have been agreed, including the removal of one civil servant, the Permanent Secretary for Finance, from both the Executive Council and the Assembly. The financial sector will now come under the Governor's control. And from now on, women as well as men will pass voting rights onto their spouses when they marry a foreigner. The Chief Minister and the British government say these meetings have been successful and positive. However, the leader of the opposition Anguilla United Party, Hubert Hughes, says this agreement doesn't go nearly far enough.
We still have a legislative body where over one-third of the members are not elected and have the vote like all the other members who are elected. We are still saddled with the protective mechanism for the Chief Minister because there is no guarantee of majority government. As a simple majority is not allowed in a vote of no confidence, there is no provisions for reconstituting the government if a vote of no confidence becomes necessary. These are basic principles which are enshrined in every other constitution of the British dependent territories in the Caribbean.
So you're saying that if, for any reason, the opposition thought the Chief Minister was no longer fit to govern, there's no way you could actually muster a sufficient number of votes to have him removed?
Not only that, if you attempted to move a motion of no confidence against the Chief Minister, you have to consider moving a motion of no confidence against yourself. The motion of no confidence requiring a two-thirds majority ensures that you do not have majority government, because as far as I'm concerned, the electoral process only allows a chief minister to be selected on the basis of majority. But after he is elected, he can sack two of his ministers and go on functioning because he has four members who are ex officio and nominated who must vote with the government. We are the only territory in the Caribbean in this position.
Now, among these changes, there is a provision for the governor to now appoint a leader of the opposition. Do you expect to be that leader?
Yes, I expect to be that leader, because on the basic principle of having a majority of seats in the House in opposition, automatically I will become that leader.
Hubert Hughes, Anguilla's new opposition leader. Well, on this question of votes of no confidence, I spoke to the Chief Minister, Emil Gunns. Why is it that Anguilla is the only Caribbean territory which requires a two-thirds majority for such a vote?
I would just like to say that this is what we negotiated here in London in 1975, a new constitution, which came into effect in 1976, and it has worked well. While the other Caribbean countries have a simple majority, I believe, they have never had a vote of no confidence that has been successful. While we in Anguilla, with the two-thirds requirement, have had one that was successful. I do not see any need for a change to have it a simple majority. Because if we do have a simple majority, and we have only seven elected members, it means that it would be very easy for the government of Anguilla to fall, perhaps... more often, and we'd have to have governments, appointed far more often than we do at this time.
But Mr. Hughes would argue that you would say that because you stand to benefit from the existing arrangement.
Well, just let me say this, that I argued this in 1975 before I became a minister in the government of Anguilla. And when the constitution was being amended in 1981, when I was in opposition, I still... I still supported the idea that it should remain at the two-thirds majority.
Can we just move on to broadly what has been agreed today? I mean, how many points in the Constitution will be changed by this agreement?
17 in all. One major one, I think, is that the women of Anguilla will now have restored a measure of respect, in that what has been restored is that the women of Anguilla now have the equal status as men, in that they can pass on to their foreign husbands belonging status immediately.
And of course, belonging status provides the vote, doesn't it?
Yes.
Anguilla's Chief Minister, Emil Gums. And now for a roundup of activity on